Welcome to the Wednesday version of your favorite program. It's 11 minutes after 5 in the a.m. Okay, so I'm getting my checklist ready for this morning. Snowshoes, snow shovel, survival kit in the back of the car.
You didn't put all that stuff away already, did you?
Well, I have to admit, I no. But see, there's this really nice, well, it's not nice, but there's this patch of brownish green in my front yard.
Yeah.
Where a lot of the snow is melted, my driveway is completely ice-free, the walkway is clear.
I think I told you I had about 25 robins in my backyard the other day. Yeah. They came back in mass, and now they're probably rethinking that decision, I would imagine, later today.
They will after a while. They'll be looking around going, what the heck? A lot of things that we're going to have some fun with today, but there are some very serious issues that we need to talk about. The first thing, this news about the Fort Hood shooting really bothered me yesterday. And, of course, I think like many, many, many people, the first thing that I thought of was, all right, a few days ago, the FBI issued this statement saying that they were looking for an individual, a former military individual, that was, quote, looking to do a Fort Hood-style shooting.
Yeah.
And then after a while, they said, oh, no, everything's fine. The threat to the public has been neutralized. It's all good now. Don't worry about it. Very next day, we literally have another shooting at Fort Hood. That was my first reaction. It's like, oh, man, please don't tell me that was the guy that they were looking for. They are not related. As far as we know right now, and there is no indication that those two incidences were related. Looks like the shooter was an individual that was undergoing treatment for post-traumatic stress disorder, depression, and other things. Initial reports are that it was an argument between two soldiers and something happened. Four individuals dead, including the shooter, and 16 wounded. Listening to the press announcement from one of the hospitals, they said three of those wounded were critical. So we'll get more information. That I hate that. It's very, very sad. But we'll stay on top of it, and we'll figure out what's going on. The other thing that I thought was very serious and could have not deadly implications, I don't want to relate it that way, but the shakeup at Wausau Paper, the CEO stepping down and another executive deciding to resign ahead of the board meeting, this is not it looks like it's another bit of a gain for the corporate hedge fund out of New York that owns the company. That in my reading of it, it looks like they are one step closer to closing the Wausau Paper mill or the plant here and creating a little bit more unemployment for us to deal with. We'll stay on top of that and follow that as well as things develop. But isn't that just a happy way to start Thursday? Where did that come from? Well, that's what's happening in the news.
Plus, you got the McCutcheon decision by the Supreme Court yesterday.
Oh, of course you're going to go into that.
Damn straight.
Yeah.
Bribery is now legal in the United States of America. It's wonderful.
It's not bribery.
Oh, for crying out loud. It might as well be.
The Supreme Court said that you cannot put legal...
The people who have amassed millions can spend it the way they'd like to.
Pretty much.
By buying elections. Yeah, that's great.
You can look at it that way
not
if you like.
By buying advertising.
Yeah.
People who take Tom's think the voters are stupid. That if the Koch brothers would just spend more on commercials, that Tom could be converted to a conservative.
These political consultants have price tags on certain offices. They know they need to spend this much to win a Senate
seat.
They need to spend this much to win a governor's mansion. They know they need to spend this much to win the presidency.
And I know
so
you've
tell me
been,
it's not for sale.
You've
course,
been
well,
groomed.
One person would enter a race without knowing how much they have to fundraise to get the literature and the advertising and the billboards and the yard signs to make a good run.
Do you know how much you're going to have to spend when you go grocery shopping every week? Pretty much. You got a budget. You know what it's going to take to feed your family. You have an idea of what it takes to put gas in your cars for the month. Yeah, pretty much you do. So if it's basically the same thing. I know you've been groomed to hate the Koch brothers.
It's not just the Koch brothers, although they are an example of the situation that
will occur. They aren't even in the top 10 as far as corporate political donors. Not even in the top 10. And if you really want to get nasty and you want to figure out take a look at the trial lawyers' organizations and how much money they donate, and to whom, and for why.
I have no compulsion to say that this is going on both ends of the spectrum. I don't want union goons, or I don't want the Trial Lawyers Association buying elections either. Mm-hmm. And you can't tell me that if some guy makes a $2 million contribution to a political candidate, that political candidate is not going to listen to his views on the way he wants things to go.
Well,
don't tell me that's not happening.
You are probably correct. But what we need are candidates that say, I appreciate the fact that you are donating X number of dollars. But understand this, that does not give you the voice to influence political policy and opinion.
And that may have happened if you didn't have to raise another $2 million for the next election and another $2 million for the election after that and millions and millions and millions
every week.
Well, right.
Term limits.
But that ain't happening either, is it?
Well, I'm just saying. It's how you solve this problem. There are great solutions to these problems. If you would just allow me, like I announced a couple days ago, if you would just vote for me.
As benevolent dictator.
Benevolent dictator.
Not so benevolent sometimes, I would imagine.
Well, for those that are evil and doing wrong, of course not. We'll behead them, stone them, the way it should be. But for those that are doing good, we will encourage that.
Okay.
WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. Very interesting ideas coming when we return.
It's important for a guy to think he can get any woman.
Wait. You got to hit the right buttons on this job. That is a real important part of the job. You got to know what buttons to push and when.
It's important for a guy to think he can get any woman. Just as it's important for a guy to think he's tough. That's really the crux of our existence. We want to be feared by men and loved by many women. We want to be lesbians. That's right. Big, butch, sexually active lesbians. We can't be lesbians. I looked into it. It's a union thing. So some guys do the next best thing, you know, they work out. They figure, all right, I'll look good and I'll be able to beat people up. And you've seen the guys who work out a little too much. They're in the gym, they're always there, they're pumped up. They're walking around, they got that look on their face, you know, that real serious look, that I wish I was taller look. The thing I hate about these guys is that they're predictable, you know, they're big, and then they got to walk around in a ripped shirt, and they got some tattoos, skull and crossbones, barbed wire. Okay, we get it. You're big, you're mean. Daddy didn't hug you, whatever. I mean, if you're that big, if you can kick anybody's ass, why wouldn't you have a sense of humor about it?
Okay.
I'd get a tattoo, I feel pretty. I'd skip everywhere. Lollipop, belly shirt, I wouldn't give a damn.
The Wisconsin Morning News on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.